This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, April 11th. Well, we started out firm in the wheat space, but Chicago barely hung on to the gains, and Minneapolis kind of the same way, whereas Kansas City held on to its gains and, in fact, continued to firm later in the day. Corn and beans kind of chopped around. Soybeans lost 10 cents on the day, even despite a sale announcement earlier in the morning of 254,000 of new crop to unknown. So that you would think would be supportive to the market, but it wasn't. So soybeans were down 10, corn up 3 for wheat, Chicago up 1, Minneapolis unchanged, Kansas City was up 17. So the KC market's finding support here on a weather forecast that is starting to become a little bit more ominous in two ways. For starters, over the next few days, it's going to continue dry in the western part of the plains, but now the temperatures are really heating up and the wind is kicking up. So we know how that can sap moisture quickly from the soil and put stress on a young crop. Then after that, next weekend, they are calling for much below normal temperatures and some freezing conditions to get as far south as certainly South Dakota and likely dipping into Nebraska. So if it only goes as far south as Nebraska, that should not be a threat to the crop. I think the concern is if it dips a little deeper, then I think you have a problem. And of course, we've had warm temperatures, warmer than normal so far this growing season. Crops a little further advanced than you normally would see. Not a lot, but a little. And so you get these late freezes, and that spells trouble. So here we are in mid-April when we usually see these weather threats start to pop up. The threat of frost or the dryness in the wind, all of these things combining to keep the Kansas City market well supported, while the other two wheat markets couldn't really hang on to their gains. So we'll see what happens, but here we are. We are building in some kind of a weather premium into the Kansas City market. The other big news yesterday, of course, was the inflation report coming in hotter than expected. So for the second month in a row, the inflation numbers being a little more sticky than the market was giving them credit for. So, of course, you know, that translates into the Fed not lowering interest rates anytime soon. And for a lot of guys, it's just taking it off the table for the rest of the year. So the dollar shot higher on that likelihood that rates would stay high. The stock market buckled. It closed down over 400 points. So a pretty big swing in the financial sector. And that was part of the pressure on the grains too. With the dollar shooting sharply higher, that clearly is going to make it more difficult for us to compete in the export market. And I think that was the real drag on Chicago wheat and soybeans. Corn managed to, you know, close a little bit higher, but that's going to really put a damper on our export capacity. We also had the EIA report out yesterday, the Energy Institute of America, with the weekly numbers. Ethanol production at 1.056 million barrels per day was down 17,000 barrels from last week. Stocks sit at 26.2 million barrels for ethanol. That's down 208,000 barrels. That's down about 0.8%. Crude oil stocks at 457 million barrels was up 5.8 million barrels. The estimate was only to be up 2.3 million barrels. Motor gas stocks at 228 million barrels was up 0.7 million. The trade was estimating it would be down 1.3 million. Similar story with distillate stocks at 117 million. That was up 1.6 million barrels. The trade was expecting it to be down 1.15 million. Refinery capacity at 88.3%. That was down 0.3% from last week. So stocks are building and faster than what the trade was expecting. But energy prices have been moving higher on geopolitical concerns with, you know, the fear that Iran, either itself or through some of its proxies, will take a stab at Israel. And that just creates, obviously, much more unrest and disruption in the Middle East. So that's the crude oil is quickly building some premium into the market, just in case that happens. Taking a quick look at weather, we've got rapidly increasing concerns of what's going on in the Black Sea. We've talked about this over the last few weeks about the dryness that has developed there, and it's mostly a topsoil issue. They had plenty of moisture coming into the fall and the winter last year, so their subsoil is sitting fine, but they are looking at a stretch now of a couple months of dry conditions. The growing season's just getting underway. There's concern that, you know, over the next couple weeks, the forecast calls for this to stay dry. Now they're talking about a high pressure ridge developing that's certainly going to block any moisture patterns from coming in, but it could be a harbinger of things to come. If those ridges are going to stick around, that then becomes a much bigger problem. For now, it's on the radar, of course. We're watching it. It's not a huge concern, but you start to get into late April and you still have these conditions sitting here. I think the market is going to start building in some premium quickly if you start seeing these conditions continue in the Black Sea. Here in the United States, we're looking at kind of two different worlds. The eastern half of the United States for the next, starting now and through the next 10 days, much above normal moisture and above normal temperatures. In the western half of the U.S., it's just the opposite. It's, much below normal precip, and it's starting to really cool down. That cold front starting from the north in the northern plains, Montana primarily, and then drifting down into the central plains as we get later into next week. So we'll see how much cold brings. But I think the biggest concern at this point is the Black Sea. And again, it's only if these conditions continue, when we find ourselves in the same place 2 weeks from now with this high pressure ridge sticking around, then you have a problem developing in the Black Sea. So we are on point to developments there. But for now, we're worried about the central plains, some windy and hot conditions taking a toll on the crop, and that's what's supporting Kansas City. So today we have the supply-demand report out that's going to give us some updated numbers for Argentina and Brazil are the primary factors for this report. We're probably not going to see any big adjustments for U.S. numbers, as this will be kind of the last report before we really start to focus on new crop. That will be the May report. So not expecting much change for U.S., but expecting USDA to ratchet down their production estimates for both corn and soybeans in Argentina and Brazil. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.